This podcast absolutely, unequivocally, positively, 100% contains adult material. Mature audiences only, please.
Hey, welcome back to Me and Mrs. Always Right. We are the ADHD of podcasting, and yes, you just did see my truck drive off for the last time. We're coming to you from that little trailer park in Yoakum, Texas, and hopefully that's where that motherfucker's taking my truck.
Yeah, we don't even know. I do want to say a couple of things about Yoakum, Texas, because the city itself is actually in Lavaca and DeWitt counties, right? And I wanted to say that because I wanted to say Lavaca, just because I wanted to say it. But it's known as the tomato capital of South Central Texas.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. And I do want to mention a famous person from there that was from there, unfortunately.
Han Solo.
Yes.
Han Solo in Lavaca?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they were friends, right?
Right.
Right? No, I do want to mention that the late Obert Logan was from Yoakum.
No fucking clue.
Okay, so... I mean, apparently we are different people because
Different people. I'm over here. You're over there.
Yes, that is true. But he actually played for the NFL. And
oh, okay.
He played for the Cowboys. Anyway, he was a safety. But anyway, that was
okay,
it.
Okay, great. Hey, thanks for that information.
I thought it was really cool. I mean, you pick some little bitty town, you know, with a population of less than 6,000 people and a former Dallas Cowboy player was from there. And well, I just thought it was really cool.
Everybody's got to be from somewhere, baby.
I know.
Right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, and you opened your can. So y'all, I'm hitting it hard and heavy. I want y'all to listen to mine.
Yeah, I bet it don't make a fucking sound.
didn't make a fucking sound. Whatever.
You thought you were going to pop that straw in that little, we are not sponsored. Turn that motherfucker back around.
I did. What color is it? I don't know.
Oh,
it's
my God.
Fruit punch. It should be red.
You're just making my job so hard.
Never mind.
What?
Never mind. I thought you said I was making your junk so hard.
That hadn't happened in years.
No, it hadn't. I'm just kidding. Okay. Yeah. So, yes.
Yeah, stop that too.
Can you believe -7 days to the day it would be a year since the last time your truck was stolen that it was stolen again?
I'm so tired of that.
Tired of what? You know what? I've noticed apparently our August issues over the last 2 years around this time have been the same about your truck being stolen. I can't. It makes me so mad that we work hard for our stuff and some lazy piece of shit just wants to take instead of, he looked very capable to me, get a fucking job.
Baby, that's just the way it is. If there was not people like that, there would be no need for insurance companies.
Wow. It's infuriating.
Which I know, which is coming. Is this going to be this long, drawn-out fight over my truck?
Hopefully not. Now, last year, when it was stolen around this time, it took 7 months. To get your truck back.
It was recovered in 6 days,
yes.
Fuckers.
Yes.
7 days it would have been totaled.
Yes. But it took 7 months to get back because they drug their feet. They didn't want to fix this. They
didn't
want to
pay for
that. You know, and then they're like, okay, yeah, we will. But then it takes, you know, whoever's doing it forever only because they're having to wait for this insurance company to figure out if and what they're going to pay for when clearly if you would actually come out and look at the vehicle to begin with, put your eyes on it instead of just glancing and going, yeah, we're done. You would see.
I thought back in the day that insurance companies had to have photos of what you had for comparison and all that.
Yes.
And they don't even do that shit no more.
No, they don't
care. And then your truck gets stolen and it's treated like shit. It's abused. It's tore up. People, the first time it got stolen, whoever was driving it at the time was going through storage units, breaking into storage units and stealing all that. And I had all that junk in there.
Oh, yeah.
And it's the adjuster comes out to the impound yard. Is like, yeah, we're going to fix, you know, the door lock and the ignition lock. And there you go. Wait, motherfucker. This is not how this fucking truck left my yard, my driveway.
Even when we go camping and we put shit all in there, it did not look like what it was when it was recovered.
My issue is now, since this is the second time, I'm really not as attached to it as I was the first time. I was pissed the first time, but I think I got so fucking upset over the whole insurance process that I was done with the truck.
I mean, I get it. And it's sad that they're like that. It shouldn't be like that. They should go, okay,
you work hard. You've paid us for 15 fucking years.
Every month. And not just 50 bucks a month either.
No.
Full coverage is not cheap. And the truck is paid off. It's been paid off. And we still continue to carry full coverage on it.
That's why.
Apparently they like that thing. And I was just wondering, I mean, do these people have to go to some kind of special class? Oh, I'm going to be a thief. Teach me how to hotwire.
That's just like in the trade. You learn from your buddy. They like, oh, hey, see how easy it is to get this truck. They push the key lock in the door,
mm-hmm.
and they stick a screwdriver in the ignition and they turn it and the truck starts.
Wow.
And I think some of the time there he was waiting, it was because the glow plugs had to warm up.
Okay, so you don't have the key, but you still have to turn the ignition.
Yes.
Like you've got the key. And I mean, the good thing is apparently he knew about diesels because he waited and
he probably steals a lot of F-250s. That was not a first timer.
Oh, definitely not a first timer, because I guarantee you, I would still be out there trying to get the damn door open.
The thing that pisses me off is my camping chair was in the back.
Yes, we did.
That's what pisses me off.
Yeah, brand new chair I bought you.
Yes.
Big boy chair.
Yes, fat guy chair.
Comfy room. That's what you wanted.
That's what all your friends have.
And you got to use it, one time?
One time.
Oh, and not to mention the tent. The moving blankets that we use to go inside the tent and stuff like that to make camping more easily.
I wonder if they see the toolbox on the back and they think it's just loaded down with tools, not knowing it's basically just a trunk.
It's camping stuff. But still, camping stuff is not cheap.
No.
And now, it all has to be replaced again.
People fucking suck.
The good thing is, a couple of weekends ago, we did have the grandkids here, so we actually got the air mattress and the air pump out of the toolbox and brought it in the house. So, and that's because that's not cheap either. None of that stuff is cheap. It's just infuriating that people just want to act. Oh, I don't even know. I mean, I could probably sit here and just cuss about people. The whole
I think
time,
you're more upset over it than I am now.
Well, yes, because the first time it was stolen, it's like, you fucking steal it? What the fuck, you know? When we never got the trailer back.
Nope.
We got paid
for the trailer, though.
This is almost 7 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday when this happened. And I'm a little upset because I actually worked that day. So I know it was here at 5:30. And if I had not worked, I could have been sitting outside and maybe this would have never happened. Then again,
it could have happened Monday.
Maybe he wouldn't have seen me and would have, you know, started to do it anyway. And then guess what? I would have had to run in, get the gun and fucking shot
him. That was what I was about to say, was maybe it's a good thing, because had I been out there and seen it, I would have shot the motherfucker.
Oh yeah.
I'm just telling
you. First of all, you're on my property.
You get my truck.
This is my personal property. And you're trying to take from me? Oh no.
Yep.
No. No.
And his girlfriend was waiting down the street,
mm-hmm.
caught on our neighbor's camera. And apparently he tried to steal somebody else's car before he got to my truck.
Not the ones right across the street, but the neighbors next to them. Yes, there's a Chevy
Camaro
setting out front, and maybe it was just too much for him, or maybe he figured
it
had No, because they never got in. Maybe he's seen alarm light or something. But yours, no.
No alarm. Next one will. Next one will have an alarm and low jack and satellite tracking and a fucking
kill switch.
Taser in the seat that goes off if you don't have the right fucking key.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to I'll electrocute the fuck out of you.
It's terrible that, you know, we have to do that. There's fucking thievery everywhere, though.
And you were trying to convince me at one point to take full coverage off of the truck.
I did mention that because I was like, first of all, once it was stolen the first time, we were paying full coverage for 7 months, over half a year for something we could not touch or look at or anything. And it's like, why are we paying all this money on something that we don't even have possession of? So I was a little upset about that. And I'm still upset about that.
I'm just telling you, I'm glad I had it.
I am glad you had it on there as well. Absolutely.
Matter of fact, I think everything we own has full coverage insurance on it.
Really?
I think so.
Oh, wow. That's pretty awesome and not cheap.
It is not cheap. But this would have been way more expensive than paying the insurance bill had I not been insured. Right. I would have been fucking mad then. I'm still mad because I know what's coming. And I know how our insurance company is.
Yeah, maybe they won't be like that because maybe they're... I don't want them to look at it like, oh, is this a habitual problem with you? And you know what I mean? I don't want them to think that, you know, there's any kind of foul... Oh, I got a hair on my mic. Any kind of sinister anything.
I got it on video. What
I
mean?
No, I know. And the funny thing is, it's not even our video that...
I know, our camera didn't go off.
It didn't go off till after it left. And then I think it picked up like down the street movement or something.
Yeah. I got to make it more sensitive. But when I make it more sensitive, then...
Then it goes off every time the wind blows.
Maybe I just need to actually set it where it constantly records.
Yeah, but do we have enough memory stuff for that?
Yeah, I got a memory in the back of the unit. And then once it needs room, it'll just start recording over again.
Oh, okay.
The problem is they're battery operated cameras and they're gonna need charged a lot more.
A lot more. Yes.
Excuse me.
Nice. Almost got some on me.
So that was my Saturday. Real quick. The funny part of the story is when the officer came out to the house and was taking the report, and we told him, we're like, hey, the neighbors got the theft on video. And so she came over with her cell phone, her shitty ass cell phone that she apparently is only linked to her video camera. She brings it over and she tries to show the officer the video. Instinctually, you try to rotate the phone 180 degrees or 90 degrees to get it long ways.
Yes.
And we went to do that. And then she handed him the phone and he did something. And she went up and she patted him, but she patted him kind of hard. I thought she was about to get tased.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she's in her 60s.
We were both going, oh, somebody, we do not have bail money to get you out of jail, woman. Don't.
Did you see his face?
He was a little shocked, I think. Because
I was shocked, too.
I could tell by your face as well. You were like, your eyes were real big.
Ever. Man, look, just telling you.
Almost aggressively patting him.
Thank you. That's what it was. It was aggressively patting.
On his shoulder.
I'm just telling you, had I aggressively patted him in the same way,
I would still be in jail. He would have aggressively patted you with his taser.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Or punched you and then tased you. Something.
Oh my God. But that was fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, she is something else. But she is a good watchdog.
She is a good watchdog.
Even though she didn't see it happen,
And now the house next door is for sale.
Yeah.
And you know, the moment, just like she did with us when we moved in here, the moment we go to move in, she's going to be up in their biscuits trying to taste their fucking gravy.
Maybe.
She's going to want to know what kind of fucking gravy they cook.
I mean, it is possible. It depends on who moves in, I guess, or if they sell it. I don't think that I've noticed anybody even looking, but you know, I guess maybe you show a home earlier in the day. You don't necessarily do it late in the afternoon, but I don't really know.
And I don't think the housing market's there right now.
I don't think it was.
And even if it is there, just like you had pointed out some of the flaws with that house.
Yes.
I think it's going to have to be bought. And then there's still, I think, $50,000 to $100,000 worth of work that has to be done to it.
Oh, at least it's 50. Not, I would say 40.
It's not a $300,000 house.
No, and that's what they're trying to get for it. And that's ridiculous. First of all, look at your neighborhood and look and go, yeah, would I pay $300,000 for this house, $300,000 for the one next door, or the one on the other side of it? If the answer is no, then the house you're looking at that's costing $300,000 is not worth it.
And I would say this is in a bad neighborhood, but I got two thefts that kind of say it might be. I don't think our neighborhood's not a bad neighborhood.
It's not.
Our street's high traffic is what it is. And there's just a lot of, so our neighborhood.
A lot of traffic on the side street.
Our neighborhood, our neighbors and everything are great, right?
Yes.
It's the traffic that comes because we're on a high traffic street.
For whatever reason, because I see people that actually live a couple of streets over, which is like a main thoroughfare, right? That street.
Which one? Meadowbrook?
Yes. I was going to say Ghetto Brook, but anyway.
I mean, that's kind of fucked up.
Anyway, I don't know them, but I've actually seen their vehicle parked at a house that lives on Ghetto Brook. And for whatever reason, they will drive to our street, our side street, and go down to that street there.
Huh.
Yeah. The black and white cop car.
Oh, the one that got pulled over that day?
What? They got pulled
over? You remember that motorcycle cop that was sitting out there because Watchdog had called the police because that stop sign's always ran.
Always.
Always.
No.
Okay, so I come home
one day. Wait, I must have not been here.
I must have been at work or something. I think you were working second shift still.
Oh, okay. That's why. Okay.
So I come home. Uh-huh. And that's when I was parking on the side of the house. Okay.
Okay.
And there was a motorcycle cop right there. Mm-hmm. And I pulled in behind him and I walked up and we were engaged in chit chat. I wasn't about to aggressively pat him or anything. Okay. So we were engaged in some chit chat.
Okay.
Right. And I was telling him that I only think this car got busted because I pulled up behind the motorcycle officer, right?
And I obscured him.
Because the way he was sitting on the lane that everybody runs. Uh-huh. And nobody's going to run the fucking stop sign when they see the cop.
Oh, no.
Right?
No.
So he were engaged.
The cop car, right?
The cop bike. It was a motorcycle
okay,
cop.
Okay, but you're talking about the cop car.
The guy who drives the old cop car. Right. Yes. The old black and white car.
Yes.
You know, I was probably engaged in aggressive chatter, okay, with this cop for about 3 minutes when he just didn't even fucking attempt to stop. And the guy's like, bye. I'm like, bye. Go get him. And he went and wrote him a ticket.
And I don't know why he comes down our street because he lives two blocks
over.
Maybe
he's scouting shit. I don't fucking know.
I don't know either.
There's two streets down there he could go up. But he just wants to come up ours and run our stop sign. Maybe it's just to piss us off. I don't know.
I don't know. There's a lot of people that run our stop sign.
Don't even stop.
No. We've actually had a couple of wrecks out there. People going one way. I not witnessed. I didn't see. I seen the aftermath of a couple of them. You know, you got one going this way and one going this way, and you know, you meet in the middle and something's about to happen.
All I know is if I get hit at this intersection, I'm falling out with a broken neck. I'm gonna flop on the fucking street
like a fish out of water.
Yeah,
got
they're gonna pay for everything.
Oh yeah, yeah. And whatever jeans you're wearing, I'm suing that company.
The shoe company.
Everybody.
The car companies.
Yes.
Whoever he was listening to on the radio.
Yep. Your eye doctor, because apparently you can't see
y'all
shit.
Y'all getting fucking sued, everybody.
All
every
of them.
Goddamn one of you.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
Fuck yeah. And I don't even know where that came. Oh, because we were talking about how the traffic on our street.
Yes.
And it's just a lot of traffic. And I know everybody. And a lot of
foot traffic, too.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, there's a lot of kids that walk to school up that way.
There is. But that's kids. This was not a kid.
No.
No.
Everybody thinks living in a corner house is cool because you don't got a side neighbor.
I mean, it is cool because of that.
I mean, it is. Yeah, but.
And normally,
I wonder, had we known it was a high traffic street like that, would we have still bought the house?
Well, the thing is, now we came to this house. We drove this neighborhood. We drove these streets several times.
Yes.
Before we decided on this property. And
anybody in the housing market, if you're looking to buy a house, go to that neighborhood Saturday night, 10 o'clock at night. And see what that neighborhood's like.
Three o'clock in the afternoon.
We did that twice. I know we did it twice almost in the middle of the night and didn't see nothing crazy. And that's right, a lot of the reason why.
Exactly. Every
now and then we get a party or something on a Saturday night. But that's probably once every 4 months.
Yeah, you know? but that's on a Saturday night. And it doesn't bother me because if you go outside, the music might be, you can understand it. You can hear it going on. Sometimes you can hear it going on in the house, but it's not loud. It's not so loud that you can't watch TV.
And I don't want to be the dick neighbor, right? If you have a party every couple of months, you know that, okay, fine, have your party Saturday night. Yeah. If you're out there partying 7 days a week and I can't get no fucking sleep.
Yeah, we might have an issue.
I'm throwing a Molotov cocktail at your fucking house.
You know what we should do is we should buy a case of
Dos Equis.
Well, I was
Michelob.
Gonna say.
What are you talking about? Mexican beer?
Yeah, Mexican.
Why can't you just say Mexican beer?
Okay, hi. We're going to buy some Mexican beer. And next time we hear a party, we're going to go down the street because it's coming from just a couple of houses down.
I say let's go.
We're going to take the beer with us and go, welcome to the neighborhood. Yeah, I've seen like little Modelo, bounce houses.
Get some Dos Equis.
I've seen little bounce houses and stuff. Like.
Oh, if they got a bounce house, it's on.
I know. I want
to. My fat ass going to blow it up, though. I mean, and not farting like I'm on an airplane, but. Just pop it because I'm fat.
I'm glad you said that.
What?
Because
farting on an airplane?
Yes, because we had talked about doing an experiment, going somewhere.
I'm not looking forward to it.
To see if the gases build up when you're compressed on this airplane, but you actually have another trip coming up.
Yep.
Not with dude.
Nope.
No, we didn't call him dude, did we?
Yep.
Bruh. No. Maybe it's dude.
Dude.
Anyway, so not with him.
No.
So you can fart in a car all you want to.
Thank you.
You're welcome. But we get to see if this happens again.
I'm not looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to it. I want
not
you to call me as
it's
soon
three
as you
hours.
Land.
It's 3 hours.
How long was the other flight?
3 hours.
Well, see, I want you to call me as soon as you land.
Apparently
and go.
We're 3 hours from everywhere. What a geographical oddity.
Geographical
2 weeks from everywhere.
Yeah. 3 hours ever, from everywhere.
Yeah. If you ever seen No Brother, Where Art Thou? That's where we get that from.
Funny, funny movie.
This place is a geographical oddity. It's 2 weeks from everywhere.
Anyway, I want you to call me as soon as you land and let me know.
No, because when I land, it's going to be 1 o'clock.
In the morning?
Here.
In the morning? Oh, yeah. You're leaving at nighttime.
Yeah, I'm going the other way this time.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
And it'll be, I'm leaving at 9:30 and landing at 10:30, but it's still a 3-hour fucking flight.
Yeah, and I'll be asleep because, you know, Cinderella has to go to bed at 7.
So I'll text you because I will be asleep, hopefully, when you get up.
Okay. So are you going to work second or third shift while you're there?
No. I'm going to go in at 8 o'clock West Coast time.
Will
be 6 o'clock Central Time.
Okay.
No, 2 hours behind. It'll be 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock here?
Yes, if I go in at 8 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
But flying back, I leave at 2:30 and I don't land until fucking 7:30. So talk about losing half a fucking day.
Oh, yeah.
And I've never flown west.
Really?
No, this will be the first. Well, technically, I've never flown east either. That was the first time. We've always drove east. No, that's not true. We went to the Keys.
We did.
So we did fly. We did fly east. Yeah, this will be my first West Coast flight.
Nice.
Well, past Vegas. We went to Vegas, right?
We did go to Vegas. Is there an hour or they're the same as us?
I don't know.
I think it's an hour difference.
I don't know about geographical oddities.
Yeah, me neither. It's like 3 hours away. No, I'm just kidding. It's really only an hour and something away.
But to bring it up real quick, the gassing problem. I was talking to somebody, uh-huh. and the plane is only pressurized to 10,000 feet.
Okay.
It's not the pressure it is here.
Okay.
And what I think is happening is, so you're in a lower pressure mm-hmm. than I am now, and my body's degassing.
Okay.
You know, not that the pressure is compressing, it's just that there's not enough pressure, and my body's so just like degassing.
Let me out. Yep. I got room to squirm.
And apparently I have gas storage for days. Days.
A lot of gas. Well, you have a lot of intestines for gas to be there. Why are you scratching your head?
Because it is. Shut up. No. Oh.
Okay.
Look, we got into kind of a car fight right today, and it's... So there's like tension here. I don't know if you can tell.
No, there's not.
Yeah, there is.
No, there's not.
She's trying to help me walk through a microphone problem on a camera. Turns out it was the wrong cord, but that's neither here nor there. Don't you fucking roll your eyes
neither
at me like that.
Neither here nor there.
No, it's not. Because I was just... All I asked you to do was to check the settings and do some reading. And that's all. I never accused you of any, and you got fucking mad.
You were like, look this
that
up.
Is
and I'm like,
nothing
okay.
like I was. I don't know.
So I looked up.
Look this up.
So I looked it up, and then you're like, you're not looking it up, YouTube.
I don't fucking.
Like, no.
Do you not use the YouTube app?
I mean, not really.
How come?
Unless I'm going for a video.
How do you listen to this podcast?
You said, look this up. You didn't say,
what I
look
meant,
up a video.
Okay,
but
excuse
that's
me.
Not
now,
what you
no.
said.
Okay, no, you're fucking right.
So
I didn't know I
was
talking to a fucking 12-year-old, okay?
I was looking up what you told me to look up, and you were not happy with that. So you told me what you wanted me to
and
look
now,
up.
And was it your fault?
On something, but you were getting angry about it.
Bullshit.
So I was looking it up the way you wanted to. And of course, you know, trying to go through the video, trying to find what you're looking for. And you're like, no, give me the camera. Okay, because I had already gone through every single thing looking for a setting.
And you know how hard it was to have patience while you went through every fucking setting? I heard every click. I counted every click. Once you got through the camera on your own and could not come up with a solution, I thought that I would have a look.
Exactly. You thought you would have a look. That's... And I said, you know what, honey? Why don't you pull over and I'll drive so you can look at it.
The car drives itself.
And you're like, I got this.
That's
We're still driving down the fucking highway.
The car drives itself.
No, it doesn't. You're not the Jetsons.
Let me ask a question.
You have lane assist on. It doesn't mean.
I don't even have lane assist on.
Oh,
I got the radar on.
So we could have went into the other lane.
I mean, I could have. In front of you,
you might not have been able to hit nothing.
But did I?
But you could have beside you and everything else.
Could have.
But you're...
But did I? If a frog had wings, wouldn't bump his ass when he fucking hopped, right?
That's true.
Did I? No.
Did
I put your life in fucking danger at any fucking moment? Never. Never. Bitch,
you're
talking to the fucking guy who was driving down 287 showing you a video when we both almost fucking died, okay? I know what life endangerment means.
Yes, but could something happen because you were looking at the camera?
Of course it can.
Exactly. You don't know. And I told you I was willing to drive.
And it also
could have
happened if I was looking at the road or looking at your fucking tits. Or looking behind me, anything can happen at any point. Life
That's
is not
true.
Guaranteed.
That's true.
You
and
just
I
only get mad.
That.
You only get mad. You got mad because you thought I took it away from you.
No,
because you
I was
fucking,
not mad
oh,
about
bitch,
that.
Stop, stop,
I was mad
stop.
Because you were up. That's not helping me. Look at something else. That's not helping me. Well, I don't know what the fuck you want me to do.
How
I looked
else?
Up exactly
how
what
else
you
am I supposed
me.
To fucking
look
word.
At us talking over each other. Stop.
How else am I supposed to fucking word it then? Help me help you.
You said, look this up. I looked up exactly
Great.
What
Step
you
one.
Said.
Good start.
On YouTube.
Great.
So you would think every
and,
video
and I'm
that
listening
comes
to
up
it.
And every title that was there, I read you the title. Yeah, let me hear that one. I would play it. It didn't give us any information of what the information
I,
you were looking at.
Did I blame you for that?
Well.
No.
You were like, nope, not that one. Oh, nope, not that one.
How else am I supposed to tell you that's not the video? Please.
Was there
please,
a specific
give me my pronouns.
Video?
Give me my pronouns that I am supposed to fucking use
I am
when talking to you about fucking doing videos. Give me the pronouns.
If there is a specific video, then I should have looked up that video.
I don't know what videos are out there, so I cannot give you a specific video.
Okay. Well.
Okay. All I'm trying to do is to help us educate ourselves. Never got mad at you. Okay. Never got mad at you. We're to the point in this fucking relationship that if we have a little disagreement, it blows up. And I'm glad we don't fight all the fucking time.
You're right on that.
It blows up. What did I tell you? I'm like, my intentions were not to make you mad, but we're to a point now that where if we have any kind of fucking conversation like that, you default to, you're mad. You're telling me what to do. I'm not good enough. I'm not doing what you do. You expect me to remember every little detail that you tell me. No, I don't.
Yes, you do. Because if you have to tell me something more than once, you get mad.
What did I have to tell you more than once? Help a brother out.
When I ask you, when I went from looking it up on Google that knows everything to YouTube who knows everything per videos, I ask you what it was exactly I was looking up previously that you wanted me to look up.
Okay.
Because you wanted me to look it up one way, but then when I got to YouTube, you wanted me to look it up another way.
Okay. I don't think I said anything angry or mad or condescending or stupid. Is that good? That's the only thing getting sucked in this fucking house, isn't it? You good?
I'm good.
So I don't understand it. I don't get it. I try to rationally.
I can tell you were getting mad.
Right now?
Yeah, now too.
No, I'm just having a great argument.
You were mad earlier.
I was not.
You were.
No.
So what is the difference now versus then? You're talking to me the same way you were earlier in the argument, Car.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. But the difference between now and then is we're doing this for an audience. It's got to be dramatic.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah. No. Baby, people love Jerry Springer moments.
You know what? Not gonna lie, I was a big Jerry Springer fan.
I know. We've been through this 800 times.
I know. And you know what? I'm gonna tell you probably 801 times.
Okay.
So I'm just
awesome.
Saying.
So are we good now?
We're good. We've been good.
All right. Thanks for listening. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, please email us at meandmrsalwaysright@gmail.com. All complaints go to Trevor the intern. I'd also like to thank Roadcat Media for refereeing this argument. If you have any video projects or audio you would like them to edit, please contact them at roadcatmedia@gmail.com. Website coming soon.
Yes. Also find us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter.
It's not Twitter no more.
I know, it's X.
Yeah.
Oh my. So I want to tell you. So I try to do something, right?
Aww.
And last week, when the new episode came out, I was going to make a post, and I was going through my phone, and I seen that, and I was like, wait, where's the bird?
Where's the bird?
And I'm looking for the bird. I can't find it anywhere, right? So I actually got I was like, somehow, did I delete it? I mean, what the fuck, right? I don't know. So I go to the app store and I look up Twitter, you know, blah, blah, blah. And it's, you know, the bird. And I'm like, I've had the bird. Where's the bird? I don't know. And then, you know, I go further and further and then I see the X or whatever. And I'm like, wait a minute. Is that it? So I get out of there. I go back over to the X and I bring it up and it's fucking Twitter. And I'm like, there you go. I don't remember what it's called.
X.
Yeah.
It's right there in the app.
Yeah.
You and technology.
I know. But there was an X and I'm like, no, where's the bird?
Help support this podcast.
There's the bird for the guy that stole your truck.
Amen. Help support this podcast by becoming a Patreon member at patreon.com/meandmrsalwaysright, where you get pre and post show content right along with unedited episodes.
Sweet.
Done. Can we get the fuck out of here? It's
done.
Hot.
Oh, you poor baby.
Hey, real quick.
Yes.
Good job helping me plan the two videos we got coming up, the two shoots we got coming up.
Okay.
Thank you. Good job.
You're welcome.
Good job.
Good job.
All right. I love you.
I love you too.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Merle.
I love Merle.